Husey and Kate catch up.
Oh, happy Friday, you gorgeous lot. You've made it through another week. Husey and Katie here to take you all the way to that weekend.
Give us some clapping, Katie. Come on, all the way from Bologna.
Crank it up, Jack.
Here we go. Clap it out. Well worth it. Well worth it.
Can I definitely not have videos of me looking like I've had some sort of injury?
Well, that's the way it goes.
I'm trying to clap.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah, we love it.
Well, have you seen the video they've put up of me trying to take a backpack off?
Funniest thing I've ever seen.
It was like inappropriate.
Where Casey's put you with one of those wind socks outside furniture shops.
Yeah, I think.
And it's so perfect. Although the wind sock, I think, has better hair.
Yeah, but I think that I have better rhythm than the wind sock. I actually am pretty loose, aren't I, actually? I felt pretty.
What was it?
Trying to get a backpack off. It's not easy to get a tight backpack off. I mean, I would stand by that. That's a difficult task.
Go Husey and Kate's Instagram to check out this video. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think I did pretty well. But it's finally. Can we get a finally going on? Come on, Jack.
Finally, it's happened to me. I have bonded Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, now it's Friday. Finally, you came along. The way I feel about you, it just can't be wrong. Friday.
Is that human nature?
Human nature.
And they deserve
it. Could only be.
They won an Order of an Australia, I think, so, and they deserved it. Probably for that. You know, they've never won one before, but they put that one on our radio network, and all of a sudden, the Queen comes calling. And is that the Queen who does those ones, or is that a different one?
I don't
one?
Think so.
That's hard to keep
no,
up
No, because
with
they're the Order of Australia.
Yeah, right. Well, the Prime Minister.
I think the Prime Minister.
Or someone.
Because remember
calling.
When one of our former Prime Ministers.
Yeah.
Made Prince Philip.
Yeah, right. But he made him a sir, though.
He wanted to give him a knighthood.
Yeah, that was the end of Tony Abbott.
How many prime ministers was that ago? It was only about 18 months. Was that like four prime ministers
ago? His last captain's call, that was.
It was.
Hey, big show. Fork You Friday's back, only half an hour away.
Yes.
Before we get there, though, we've got other things to do. Febfast has just started. My wife has come out strong with what she's giving up. We're going to get to that.
Which is intriguing because
you don't know what it is. So, she's a clean skin, you'd say, wouldn't you? Well, maybe
she's. I think she is.
I think she is.
Who knows what she does when you're out of the house?
She's always asking for money, so what's she doing with
have
that
you
money?
Found?
Don't
you know.
You know,
once years ago, a friend of mine ended up in Liza Minnelli's apartment in New York.
Really?
And they found a bottle of vodka hidden in the toilet cistern.
My God, in Liza Minnelli's apartment. Was she an alcoholic?
Yeah.
Was she Liza? She probably looks like she probably was.
Mm. Yeah.
She's still alive.
It might not have been.
She passed. Liza Minnelli. Still alive?
No,
still with
alive.
Us? You don't know that
no,
for
she's
sure.
She's still doing shows.
100% know that?
Yeah, she's alive. Let's have a wager.
Liza
don't
Minnelli.
You already owe me money from a bet?
I do. Can't remember what it was.
She's still alive.
Still alive. Good on her.
Still alive.
Yeah.
Anyway, so your wife might be like that.
Mm. When we come back, though.
A bottle of Fireball down the back of the oven.
Yeah. She's generally happy. She's a bit snappy this morning. Kids' first day at school. Kids' first day at school. I swear to God. Trying to get the three of them in a photo. And she said, poor Sadie, who has trouble smiling. Her smile gets a bit tight. And, you know, the top lip gets a bit tight. And she, this is my wife to Sadie, our seven-year-old. Smile, Sadie, smile! I was just like, honey. Sadie started crying. I was like, honey, you can't approach it like that.
Who's analysed a seven-year-old smile, by the way? Are you running a model agency?
I know, apparently we are.
That you'd say she's got a tight smile.
No, that's what Holly said to her this morning. She said, you need to loosen your top lip. And she yelled at her.
Oh, poor Holly. I think she's missing me. I'm missing her.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about what happens actually at school. First week of school and a Victorian principal's in massive trouble, Katie.
Oh,
you've seen the vision.
Mm. And all is not as it first appeared, is it? One of those.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Husey and Kate catch-up.
School is back around this great country, as I explained.
What a glorious day, Husey.
Yep.
Hello to teachers out there. But what a glorious day for parents and kids when school goes back.
Yeah, so I think our three went back today, which is late. I think most of everyone else is already back. Yours, they're in school in an international school in Bologna, so that's exciting.
Yes. They started on Monday.
Yeah, have any of them been dragged to the principal's office by the principal in the last 5 days?
I hope not, because there's a lot of stairs, and that would be a different form of dragging, wouldn't it? Thump, thump, thump,
but also,
thump.
It'd be pretty easy over the snow, though, wouldn't it? Because they'd just slide quite easily over the snow.
Yes, yes.
So the news broke last night. I was, from Michael Usher, broke it to me while I was watching late night TV. Anyway.
Seven.
Yeah.
This, Channel 7.
Yeah, this is what he had to say.
The Victorian school principal from Manor Lakes College drags a primary student across the ground. The man in the footage, Steve Warner, was immediately stood down pending an investigation.
So when you look at it from a...
Gee, they're quick to stand down a principal, aren't they?
Yeah, it went viral.
The education department's really got the back of the principals.
Well, it went viral. And it did.
Yeah, but wouldn't you at least say, you'd have to assume it's the first week back, that he might have a reason for what he was doing.
Yeah.
You'd at least ask him his side of the story, wouldn't you, before you stand him down?
Well, maybe they thought they should stand him down, then ask him. So, but since that moment, which was only hours ago, people have come out on his side of the principal, because apparently he's been a great principal so far for the school. He's improved the school heaps. And also people are saying that the kid was on a mini skateboard. And
That's why he was sliding. He wouldn't get off the skateboard. That's why he was. So was he riding on the skateboard as the principal pulled him?
Oh, I believe so. I knew he did slide very easily over what would be the concrete. Well, that is a real. That's a smooth slide.
Yeah.
So the fact that he probably was on a skateboard, I think, changes things, and possibly.
So he wouldn't get off the skateboard, and the principal obviously went, well, I'm just going to pull you regardless.
Well, I mean, maybe. I mean, I'm guessing. I don't know.
Oh, that's actually sounding like fun, isn't it? Your principal pulling you around the playground while you're on your skateboard.
Yeah. It's like.
That's worth kicking a teacher for, isn't it?
Well, that's. But look, I don't know what the actual truth is here. There's some talk that he kicked a teacher. There's some talk
pregnant
that he kicked
teacher.
A pregnant teacher. But then other people say he didn't kick a pregnant teacher, or I don't know whether he kicked a teacher that wasn't pregnant, or whether. He kicked someone who was, I don't know what happened.
But obviously now it's not as though the child is a total innocent.
No, yeah.
Who was just beset upon by a deranged principal.
Yeah, well,
which was the initial reading of the situation.
Yeah, the initial reading was, wow, that principal still wants to be on holidays and he's pretty annoyed that he's back at school.
Yeah, And so now what's happened? He's been stood down.
Yeah, well, they're having an investigation. We'll see what happens. He's got a lot of support from his from the parents at that school. So hopefully it all works out and we find out that the kid definitely was on the skateboard and, you know, he can go back to being a principal. And apparently he does a great job as a principal. I mean, this is all. I'm speculating, Katie.
Right. Okay, so, but what if the kid wasn't on a skateboard and the principal had said, come to the office with me, and the kid had refused and he was just dragging him over the ground, but he had kicked a teacher? I mean, what? then I'm still okay with that.
You know what? I reckon if you're dragging a kid across like a basketball court, a wooden basketball court that's been freshly polished,
that's okay. Smooth.
Because that's a slide. If you're dragging a kid over asphalt, and that's probably going to wreck his shorts, you know, and he might get some little stones stuck in his rear end as he's dragged along. I think that way out of line. So there's a lot to think about.
Now, you have a 9-year-old son, and I have a 9-year-old son.
Yep.
If your principal dragged Raffy,
how would I feel?
Yeah.
Well, depending on the circumstances, that's all I can say.
Yeah, because here's my thing. I tend to trust the principals. I sort of, it's like if someone's babysitting your kids, you say, you know, well, you've got responsibility for them. I trust you to make certain calls about them. I tend to trust the principal.
Well,
maybe my boy needed dragging.
Yeah, well, I think you're giving a license for teacher. You were over there at Bologna. Are you saying your teacher drag my son around? It's not black and white, you know. The video.
It's not black and white.
Absolutely. But I know what I'd like to hear from, I think, Katie, is what's happened. What's the teacher done to you? Because I grew up many years ago. I'm not a young person. And I remember once where a friend of mine was flicking spitballs at a Christian brother who was teaching us, Brother O'Brien. My friend Moose was flicking spitballs at him, and no one else.
What was Moose's nickname?
Moose, who's now a policeman, he was flicking spitballs at the Brother O'Brien, and no one else could see what was happening. I reckon he flicked about 10 spitballs at him, and Brother O'Brien eventually realised that someone was flicking spitballs at him, and he looked up, and because I was the only one who could see what was happening, I was giggling, and then Brother O'Brien came around from the back of me and punched me so hard in the side of the head.
Oh, that explains things.
He nearly concussed me. And I wasn't
really,
even...
He thought it was you.
And I wasn't even the one flicking the spitballs. So, and what has happened? What's a teacher done to you?
Yeah, good question.
13, 10, 60. What's happened? What did a teacher do to you?
The Husey and Kate catch-up.
13, 10, 60. Want to know, what's happened to you at school?
Yeah, because there's a big brouhaha about a Melbourne principal dragging a kid across a footpath. I mean, we didn't realise the kid was on a skateboard. We now believe he was on a skateboard, which it changes.
And apparently he refused to get off the skateboard.
Well, yes. Look, we don't know the complete details, but that's speculation. And if that's right, a lot of the parents from that school have basically started a hashtag, Katie, and it's this hashtag right here.
Darling, darling, stand by Steve. Oh, stand by Steve. Oh, stand. Stand by Steve.
Steve is the principal, by the way.
Yeah, right. That's handy to know. So then no one's done a hashtag for the kid, Kickin' Kevin.
No, well, no, have we don't know the kid's name, and we will never know the kid's name.
No.
Fair enough. He's had a bad day, and it's, anyway. But what's happened? Did you ever, in your schooling life, did you ever get dragged anywhere, Kate?
No, but I remember when we were in New Guinea, one of the boys got a ruler across his fingers. Across his open. Yeah, the cuts, that's right, for something I can't remember, but I think I was embroiled in that. I think it was like a you and Moose scenario. Right. I think he copped it for something that
cuts.
I had done.
I got the cuts once, and I really wanted to see what it was like. Oh, it's horrendous. It was the most pain ever had in my life. Yes. Oh,
really?
I
you've been married for quite a number of years.
No, I'm very lucky in that regard. Matthew, what have you seen at school?
Well, I grew up in St Albans in Melbourne and went to St Albans Tech, and we had a woodwork teacher who, if you were talking down the back of the class, he used to get one of the wooden mallets and he'd throw it across the room, bounce it off the desk next to you, and it'd hit the back wall with a big thud.
Yep.
Well, one day he decided to do this, and instead of it hitting the desk and going into the back wall, it hit the desk and then hit a student.
Yep.
And that student had a black belt in karate and cracked the shits and went up and decided to do some karate on the teacher and took the teacher into hospital.
Oh, my Stand by Steve. Goodness. Stand by
Steve. Well, I mean, who's in the right there? You know, I mean, you shouldn't be throwing wooden mallets at students. And if you... I mean, he didn't mean to hit the student, but he did hit the student.
No, but I think Matthew's saying St Albans as well. That teacher would have had a bit of disciplining to do in that class, wouldn't they, Matthew?
Definitely.
Yeah,
I mean, but the first rule of karate is that you only use it really when you have to, don't you? Is that one of those situations?
Yeah, but I think you have to. I think if you've been hit by a wooden mallet by a teacher and you suddenly the red mist descends upon you, I think...
What got the teacher in hospital? Was it a karate kick or was it a...
He got a big kick to the forehead and fell over and hit his head on a table and cut his head open.
Was that the end of the class or did you keep going in the class? Did you keep?
Oh, it was pretty much the end of that class, yeah.
Wow. Yes. That would have been a great spectacle, Matthew.
God almighty.
Brilliant.
Oh, no iPhones back then. That would have gone viral, wouldn't it? Definitely.
Yes.
Mm.
And oddly, that teacher has not called us to participate in this segment. Hello, Michelle.
Hello. How are you going?
Great.
Well, this is oddly fun, isn't it?
What have you seen? What have you been involved with, Michelle?
I used to get the meter ruler at the back of the class, and I was on to my third school by grade one.
Yeah, right, so you would be...
Were you naughty?
I was. I was a moose, but I was a stupid moose because I used to get caught.
You got caught, and so they would whack you on the bum with the meter ruler? What would they do with it?
Yeah, whack you on the bum. So the first school was a public school and the second two schools were private Christian schools. So they used to smack you on the bum and then pray with you.
They'd go hard at the Christian schools.
Really? Like
the Christian brothers used to, I think they had some pent-up sort of aggression and they would.
Do you? Oh, do you think that?
I saw a brother one, brother Nangle. He broke a meter ruler over a kid's bum once and it was just
Really?
Oh, and they were thick rulers. No, it was not.
Made of wood.
It was made of wood and just that was, and that was good. It was fun.
Brother Nangle.
Will, what happened, Will?
Oh, well, it's actually a fair while ago, but I had this one teacher and he used to always make us call him Doctor because he had like some PhD in English.
Yep.
So one day he asked us to illustrate the answers in our books. Like, obviously he wanted us to write the answers down. So I drew him a whole bunch of stick figures as best I could. And he grabbed my thick math book and he hit me over the head with it really as pretty much as hard as he could. It nearly knocked me out. But
it's an inappropriate response. Were you being a smart ass with your stick figures or were you actually trying?
No, well, I honestly thought he wanted me to draw the stick figures. I thought, I was a pretty talented little
drawer. To illustrate, what does that mean? But, Will, I can even sense a little bit of your old school attitude when you say he wanted us to call him Doctor.
I didn't think that was necessary. He made us do it. Like, if we didn't do it, he would get really upset.
Yeah. All right. So what we're saying is that the these days the good old days were more interesting, weren't they? I reckon.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Forky Friday as well. That is coming up very soon. So get ready to give us a call on 13 10 60.
Feb fast.
I've got my first Italian forking.
Good. Can't wait. Anything to do with Feb fast? Do they do Feb fast in Italy? Do you know?
Oh, I don't think so.
No, they're too reasonable for that.
I don't think so. So Feb fast is when people give up. I thought it was alcohol, but it can be anything.
Yeah, it really can. There's a whole thing about it now where there's charities attached.
Always charities attached.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, which is good, isn't it? I know that you're all in for that. It's what you love. Now, my wife is...
I'd like a legitimate charity. I just don't think there's a lot of them. Well, I don't think there's as many of them as we would like there to be.
Well, I mean, helping yourself is, charity begins at home, Kate.
That's good. Exactly right. So something good can come out of it for you.
If you can't please yourself, who can you please?
Oh, your wife's called.
Well, that's what I say to her.
She said you're often pleasing yourself.
Well, on the subject of my... No, I'm not. On the subject of my wife.
Yes.
You won't believe what she has given up. That clean skin. She's given something up for Feb Fast.
God, hardly. She doesn't even have gluten.
I know.
So she can't give up cake.
All right. Find out what's been given up in the Hughes household by Holly White.
The Husey and Kate catch up. Back in just a bit. They won't be too long. Promise. The Husey and Kate catch up.
Feb Fast is started.
Yeah, I got a pinch and a punch for the first day of the month from my 7-year-old daughter this morning as well, Kate. So did you pinch and punch on first day of the month, anyone? Katie, did you do that?
No, because I'm in a room with Sasha, our producer, and we're grown-ups, and Jacopo, our lovely Italian tech, who's in here with me, and I don't know if Jacopo understands pinch and punch. Jacopo?
Well,
in Italy, do you do pinch and a punch for the first of the month? Pinch and punch. You know it's February the 1st.
Pinch and punch?
Yes, see.
Do it to him.
Okay. Hello, Jacopo. Hi. Welcome to Australia.
Can you give Jacopo a pinch and a punch for the first day of the month?
No, because Jacopo's already got a toothache. And he comes in very early in the morning, which is hard for Italians, isn't it? You don't get up at normally at 4:30 in the morning.
No.
Does he know about Feb Fast?
He doesn't. But in Australia, Jacopo, when it's the first day of the month, we go pinch and punch for the first of the month. You do that in Italy?
No.
No.
Well, you could start it. Start a trend, Jacopo.
Do you have any tradizioni for the first of the month?
No.
No, nothing.
Get on with it. Just get on with it, Jacopo.
Yeah, first of
first
January.
First January, yeah.
See.
Yeah.
We all have that.
Yeah,
grazie, Jacopo.
Bye.
Thank you, Jacopo. Now,
so no, I haven't, and nor did I go through my sleeping house and get my children and pinch and punch them.
I'm sure they probably would have done it this morning. One of them was a four.
Oh, they would have if they were away.
Yeah, well,
they
probably
might do it
have.
To They'll, me today.
Yeah, absolutely, you could run home and do it to them. I'll get it done to you. Mm. But that's not the point of this story. Febfast, people give up alcohol generally is a big thing because they've been partying like there's no tomorrow, and they thought they need to get back on track. So.
Yes, because you've given yourself all of January to enjoy still the festivities that trickle out from Christmas, New Year, etc.
But it's not just alcohol. People give up other things. My wife has given something else up. You don't know what it is. We've got her on. Holly, you're
I don't know what
you're
it
at basketball
is,
now, so it's a bit loud where you are.
It is, but it's a little bit loud. It's not too bad. Yes.
You want to dub before you Kate's going to guess. Katie,
okay.
We'll give you one guess.
Hello, Holly.
Hi, Katie. Italian Kate.
Yes.
All right. Well, I think, okay, so I know that you've already given things up.
Bread.
Yes.
That we normally wouldn't. Yeah. You're gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's
you're not a.
Not my choice. You're not,
she's
yes.
a celiac. Yeah.
You're not a big drinker.
No, I'm not a big drinker, so that would be so quite an easy step fast for me.
I'd like to think that you've given up something like exercise and that you're really going to enjoy the month, Holly.
That's pretty much me also already.
No, she walks a lot.
Me too.
Definitely
me
walks
too.
A lot. She hasn't got back with the personal training, but that's fair enough. She's busy.
So then what else can you give up? Maybe sugar?
That's what Hughie suggested I give up.
Yes, I suggested. Oh, did he? I suggested, why don't you give up sugar?
You?
I'm like, well.
I tried not,
how
to,
lovely.
Not to experience any hurt feelings from that. I tried to just move on.
All right, yeah. Will you tell Australia, Kate and Australia,
all right,
what you've given up?
All right,
do you
want
well,
a drum I've given
roll?
It up. Yeah, give me a drum roll.
Drum roll.
Give her a drum roll. Holly Weiss of Febfast has given up.
Diet Coke again. Yeah.
Even up Diet Coke.
What?
Yeah. Well, what a hard woman.
I'm having a Diet Coke every single day, if not two, and it's just too much. It's just disgusting. What am I drinking? I don't know what I'm drinking.
Yeah, right.
I hope they're not sponsors.
Well,
I
enjoy Coke, sugar-free Coke.
To,
I enjoy it. Yes.
I enjoy it. As you know, I enjoy a fat Coke as the creator intended.
That is old school.
Really, but
yeah, wow.
Just delicious.
So
a
Diet Coke.
Buck up.
So how you going?
Coke.
Your first day, you're almost through your first day. Your cravings, where you're at?
Oh, I really did feel like one. I know that you don't think it's a serious problem, but I really did feel like a Diet Coke around 2 o'clock, but I pushed through.
Yeah,
I've done all right so far. I've had a lot of tea.
Yeah, right. So she's on the tee.
I'm on the tee.
Well, good luck.
Well,
good
you
luck,
know, Dad. I think that's a good thing to give up because why would you ingest those extra chemicals, Holly?
Exactly.
So if you get through the end of the month, I will give you a great present. I'm not sure what that will be, but it'll be great. So,
really?
Yeah, I will. She can go 28 days without Diet Coke. She'll get.
And then
something.
What, Holly? What's the point? You're raising money. What for?
I'm not raising money for anything. I just told Dave it was my own Febfast. My own Febfast.
Oh, right.
No, yeah, she's not doing it for a charity.
Yeah, perfect.
No, I mean,
perfect.
You know, I should, but I'm not.
Hmm.
Oh, you could give that money that you would have spent on Diet Coke to a
exactly.
charity.
I could give $2 or $3 a day to charity.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Or maybe just someone on the street. As you're walking down the street,
exactly.
Someone asks for money. So there you go, and that's my Diet Coke
Which
money.
They do in our area all the time.
Right.
So perfect.
Absolutely, and then they can.
Well, obviously, the people giving the money is making a big difference if they're in your area all the time.
Well, I mean, people are. There's beggars everywhere, Katie. So that's not.
Got to eat, Katie.
Yeah, they've got to eat. You know.
Is it food, Holly?
Well, that's not. We're not here to discuss what beggars want their money for. So, good luck, Katie. Good luck.
Hughie and Kate catch up.
Yeah, driving you home this Friday afternoon. The weekend is almost upon us if it's not already for you.
Oh, look, it's Friday. It's finally Friday. And it is, Katie, it's mocktail hour. Are you going to start?
Yes.
Come on.
Indeed.
We need something. Because you're not here, it hasn't been organised. Oh, can we get me something?
Where's your alcohol-free beer?
Oh, I'd love one right now. Bit of Carlton Zero or something. If someone can...
Oh, look,
there.
I see a scurrying
There's none in there. No. Anyway, there's something.
What about all the boxes under my desk?
Oh, I know, but none of them are cold. Hey, and they're about to go off, by the way. So there's a use-by date. And I've got to, apparently between now And February. It's already February.
Yes, February.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Is it February?
15 slabs I've got to drink.
In 4 days, I think.
Between, 4 days. Yeah. Well, luckily, it's the weekend.
What do we have here? Yep. We have something.
Got a few things.
Oh, well, what do you want to fork? Why don't you fork a dry argument?
No, I'm not going to do that. It's your turn. You're not going to have wine early in the morning in Bologna, are you, or not?
I'm not telling you what I'm doing.
Are you going to have one? You're normally
not this
gurgling
morning.
Something. My God.
Yes. Gargling.
Not gurgling.
But I do have my very first Italian fork you. Now, people may not know that this is a community service we provide for things that have been a stone in your shoe, a grit of sand in your oyster. You leave them with Hughie and Katie and then you stride off unencumbered.
Absolutely.
Because you just have to share the pain. That's all.
What's the number, Jack?
131060. Whatever's been irking you can be big, can be small. We want to hear about it. Don't take it to the weekend. Fork it right here.
Anything. You're back at school. That might give you the irrits. I don't know. Maybe been, yeah.
I've got my first bit of pain in paradise.
What is it? You're in Bologna, in Italy with your family, having a great time, we thought. What could possibly be annoying you, Katie? What is it? We'll come back and do it.
The Hughie and Kate catch up.
Let's do some forking.
Fork you, Friday. I don't like you. Fork you.
Hey, Katie, you're in Bologna. You're having the trip of your life. You're with your family. What the hell could you need to fork?
Oh, well, Hughie, you know, everything's different when you live in a different country.
Well, that's right.
I've never really done before.
That's why you go to a different country. What's the point of getting on a plane to see the same? You want it to be different. You want to experience everything life has to offer.
And some of it is stunningly different and some of it is fork you different.
Well, what?
So Italy's sort of famous for bureaucracy. So everything that you do is sort of complicated. Yes.
I thought it would
have
been simpler.
A lot of paperwork. Ugh. No. Arriving in the country, you don't even fill out a form.
Well, that's what I mean.
But that's the last time you don't fill out a form.
But didn't you bring 10 kilos of bacon into the country?
Yes.
And did they even look at it?
No. They don't mind about that because that's food. You know, they understand and respect that.
Right.
But for instance, our two little boys, you know, they're basketball mad.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Peter found out the other day that there was a basketball training session.
Brilliant.
In after school.
Oh, great.
So he took the 11-year-old and 9-year-old out to the basketball.
Jump on
and
court.
They weren't allowed to play.
Why?
They didn't have a medical certificate.
What? They're going to have a heart attack, are they, if a fit-looking 9 and 11-year-old. They're both as thin as whippets. How are they
not allowed to play?
That is ridiculous.
Sash and Peter wanted to go to a Pilates class. Not allowed. Don't have a medical certificate.
For Pilates?
For a
little bit of stretching on a board?
So Peter tried to take the boys last night.
There's no way that you'll be able to do any form of exercise.
No, that's because I went past the medical. And last night he tried to take them to a doctor.
Yeah.
Had to get in a cab and go out a 15-minute drive.
Yeah.
And when he got to the doctor, he couldn't get in till next Thursday.
Yes.
But not only that, when they come next week, they have to bring a
medical
urine sample.
A urine sample?
The kids have to bring a urine sample.
To see whether they're on drugs or something.
Like, what? You bureaucracy.
Yeah. Louder than that. Come on. Let them hear you from your office in Bologna. Come on. Crazy times.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I believe they have to wee in a cup at the age of 9.
Yeah. Which will be the first time they've ever done it in a contained container, by the way, and not just on the floor of the toilet.
God almighty. Lillian, what's your problem?
Oh, well, I've tried to apply for annual leave because my family over the weekend has booked a holiday house.
Yep.
And my stupid supervisor has his birthday that weekend, so my manager's blocked my annual leave.
Oh, what?
Because of their own desire to party.
Well, they don't have a birthday every year. Is it his 21st? Wouldn't have thought so.
Turning stupid 24.
He's turning 24?
No one cares about 24.
Not even hardly worth even having a bloody cake for.
Not even a quarter-life crisis.
Loud as you
fork
can.
Them.
Come
fork
on, Lillian.
Them.
Fork you.
Fork you.
Grace. All right, Mitch, what do you want to fork?
That's terrible.
That's disgusting. Mitch, what do you want to fork?
People that consistently distract my assistant's dog.
Your assistance dog,
Mitch.
Helps you get around, basically.
Yeah, so she's for medical alert, so she looks after me. I consistently, when we go to the shops and that, have people that make hissy noises and want to pat her, even though she has a vest that says not to distract and not to pat.
Very hard, Mitch. My mother-in-law has trained two guide dogs, and that's the hardest thing, isn't it, to teach people they're not play dogs, they're working dogs.
Yeah.
And they're so adorable.
But they've got a sign, they've got a vest that says it's Mitch's. You're looking after Mitch, and you could have an issue, and then your dog is being patted by someone else, and it could get serious, couldn't it, Mitch?
Pretty much.
Yeah, all right.
Fork-friendly people, Mitch, who don't understand.
Yeah, fork them.
Give it to us loud,
Mitch.
Loud
as you can without distracting your assistance dog. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Fork you people that distract my assistance dog.
Yeah. Fork you!
Well, I mean, the assistance dog might be next
very
to
mild,
no,
Mitch.
No, but no. Well, he's a mild guy, you know, and he doesn't want to distract his assistance dog. Olivia, who are you forking?
I'm forking a random trolley lady who ran over my toes and then punched me in the arm.
What?
Was that a first day of the month, run over the toes sort of thing? Or no?
It was a couple of days ago.
Yeah, right. So it was January. A January issue.
What sort of trolley? Were you in the supermarket?
Oh, no. I was out on the street and she had a trolley full of her belongings.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Different now.
Olivia. Fork her.
Mm.
Fork you, trolley lady.
Fork you!
And where did you get the trolley from? There's another question. Did she own that trolley?
Why is that the question?
Fork you, Friday.
We all know we can get trolleys wherever we want.
Yeah, you've got to take them back, though. You can't just...
Ah.
It's got to be a card, Katie. That's where
not
anarchy...
if you don't care about the dollar.
That way anarchy leads. You've got to wheel them back to the supermarket.
The Husey and Kate catch-up. Back in just a bit. The Husey and Kate catch-up.
Time to do another round of fork and...
Fork you, Friday!
All right.
We are in the middle of it, Katie, and people are lining up around the corner to get involved.
They need to divest themselves of the things that ail them. They need to shrug off the woes of this workaday world and stride unencumbered into the weekend by the acknowledgement of what it is that's been weighing them down. Correct, Kirsten?
Yes, correct.
What is it, Kirsten?
Hi, Katie and Husey.
Hey, what's going on?
I just wanted to fork Little Athletics Friday and every Friday, 5:30, right at the end of the week.
Oh,
it goes for like
how many hours? It goes for a long time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And is most of the time, Kirsten, and I've only done one session of Little Athletics in my three children's lives, one session.
Yep.
Is most of the time at Little Athletics spent lining up?
Yep.
Yeah. You line up for 3 hours for a race that goes 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And how long?
And it goes for the first time the kids did it, I thought, yes, December, it's all over. And then somebody said it goes till March, and I just cried for March.
Kirsten.
Terrible.
Oh, Kirsten, give your fit little tackers a forking.
Before we do that, is there any chance that any of them have got the speed of Usain Bolt?
Yeah, they're pretty good, but
maybe
still not worth it.
See here, Kirsten, she's dead inside. Even that doesn't comfort her.
We're sitting at Little Athletics. They're in the car with me now, and we're late because I've been waiting to fork it.
Yeah, no. Well, you know
fork it, Kirsten. Fork it loud, proud, and quickly.
I will. Fork you, Little Athletics.
Fork you.
How's the sacrifice? They don't tell you that when you have a baby, do they, Jack?
No. They've got to work Little Athletics out better. I'm sorry, but there's too much waiting. There's too much lining up.
And it's very disorganised.
It should just be run for half an hour, let's go home, honestly.
When you do the other sports, and maybe is it a volunteer thing, but Little Ass is very poorly organised.
I think it's too regulated, I reckon. Too regulated. Just get them out there and give them some spears.
Let
them just javelin each other.
Hello, Zoe.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, great. What is it, Zoe? What is it?
I want to fork poopy nappies.
Oh, God. Your own or
Zoe.
Someone else's?
No, not mine. I work in childcare and all I do is change poopy nappies all day.
Yeah. And you don't get paid
at all. Growing ones, little ones, it doesn't matter.
Oh, do you get do the parents at least thank you at the end of the day? Say thanks for, you know, being knee deep in my own child's excrement for the last 8 hours. Do they?
I wish.
Yeah, they should, Zoe.
I know.
Because you have given them a real break, and you don't get paid enough. So yeah.
No, correct. Correct. Go. Fork them, Zoe.
Fork you.
Fork you.
Yeah. The nappies, is she forking? What is she forking?
No, she just was. Be more specific in your forking, Zoe.
Yeah, your fork. You've got to put something on the end. Oh, she's gone. All right, let's move on. Kobe. What's the story,
hello,
Kobe?
My ex-girlfriend has broken up with me for her ex.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, no.
She's gone back.
Yeah. After 3 years.
She went back
years,
to the
three years.
Kobe. Oh, that's terrible.
Kobe, don't tell me in those 3 years those two stayed friends. Is that what happened?
Yeah, he's the father of the youngest child.
No, they have to, don't they?
Yeah,
that's a problem. Yeah, no. When there's children involved, they have to stay friends, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, no, well, that's not your fault.
Mm. Oh, Kobe. Wow, yeah. Terrible. When did this happen?
Last month.
So you've not only lost your girlfriend, you've lost the little ones as well, haven't you?
Yeah, two stepchildren.
And you love those kids, don't you, Kobe?
Absolutely, and I'm not even allowed to speak to them. It's heartbreaking.
Oh, Kobe doesn't even have a fork you in him. He's got proper tears. Yeah. You know what you need to prepare yourself, Kobe? She's going to come knocking on your door again, you know?
I can't do that anymore.
No, fair enough, you can't do it, Kobe.
All right, you need to summon up what you have inside you to just give a forking, to just shrug it off, Kobe.
Let's go loud, Kobe. Let's do this and let's have a good weekend. Come on, Kobe. 1, 2, 3, go.
Fork you.
Fuck you.
He's done pretty well there, Katie, and that's how we do it.
It'll be back next week. Husey and Kate.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Katie, even in Bologna, you're all over Married at First Sight.
Oh, yes, yes.
And what's going on?
Who couldn't be? Well, there was a mini controversy, but it throws up, as these things do. Stop winding me up.
Don't ask me something and then be going like that at me.
What's that for?
Well, I mean,
how's someone supposed to talk to someone when they're going like that at them? I'm not that chick from Married at First Sight last night when she was trying to tell...
What?
What's his name? That guy. Her life story. And he had just had no interest.
But you're going to tell us about that when we come back, aren't you?
That's exactly you. I'm living it. I've never been more filled with compassion and empathy for someone.
I really need to go to the toilet, to be honest.
Okay, you go to the toilet. We'll come back and talk about Meredith.
He wanted to go for a swim.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
So one of my favourite shows, Hugh, and I know I'm not alone in this, is Married at First Sight.
Yep.
I find the whole premise intriguing, even though it's ludicrous.
Yeah, it is ludicrous.
And they are sham marriages.
Well, they're not marriages.
As you like to point out. Well, they're not marriages.
Just a bit of pretend for a week or so.
And it does annoy me that they often put people together on the show who've got absolutely no chance of getting it together.
Well, because they want drama.
They want drama.
They want them to fight. And you've got to remember how desperate these people are to be on television, so they're going to say anything.
Desperate. And one of the girls last night had stomped off from her husband because he said to her, are you in this for real or are you in it for Instagram? And I would say, just on a casual viewing, that she's totally in it for Instagram. Hmm. But she got angry and left him at the table.
Which one is she? I'll look up her Instagram.
Oh, the young, pretty girl.
Is that Heidi?
He's older than her. Heidi and Mick is who I'm going to tell you about.
I don't know who it is.
Because Heidi and Mick actually seem pretty well suited. Physically, they're really into each other. They're both very attractive.
Was Mick, though, the one whose mate told the story about the Viagra? Is that Mick?
His mate at the wedding. I think that was Mick and I think that was his mate at the wedding.
So it was Heidi got the brother who's the hot guy, the short
Don't know. I don't know. You'll confuse me.
Reese. The guy with the neck tattoos.
Maybe not because you listened to what she was telling Mick last night on the beach.
I had to go live in foster care, but there was no room for me. I just felt like there was no room for me ever, wherever in the world. Got government housing and then lived by myself.
Lived in government housing?
Yeah, I'm just a one-bedroom government
housing. Okay. Yeah, government housing.
That's a heavy story, isn't it? That's a heavy story. She was a young girl on her own. They're sitting on the beach. They're in the Whitsundays. They're very physically matched. They've really been enjoying each other. They both share a laugh. But Mick somehow seems to lose interest in Heidi's story that she's telling him.
Well, it's hard to pash someone after they tell you that story. It's like he probably wants some action, and he's like, well, if you tell me that sad story, I can't pash you because it's not. I shouldn't be turned on by that story.
Some people are good at hiding when they've lost interest.
Yeah.
I would put that you and Mick are not. Have a listen to Mick.
So, but is it? Because, like, it's hard to know. Do you know what I mean? It's hard for me to go there.
Yeah.
I so want to.
How hot is it today?
Where does she want to go?
Could you speak the point at which he lost interest?
When it's
she's
hot,
she's talking
though.
About... yeah, that's right.
Hard. It's, hard. It's hard to listen when it's hot.
You are Mick. You are entirely him. And I'm sort of with him in a way because he explained it himself.
I want to listen, but I can't.
Because of that, I've never kind of really relaxed into something like really.
It's different now.
Yeah.
So were they in the same room? Was that they were having a conversation?
Yeah.
I thought he was doing one of those off-camera ones.
He did voiceover where he said, "I want to listen, but I can't."
Right. Yep.
That was voiceover, and then they cut to her still burbling
but
on.
Why
about.
Does she go in so heavy so early?
Because they're married, Husey, and they're on their honeymoon.
Yeah, but can't they have some good times before he has to, like, you know?
Oh, they had good times. They had good times on their boat.
Oh, they already had good times.
Oh, they've had very good times.
Well, you know what, Mick? If you had some good times, you need to pay for it by listening to the stories.
He did apologise because she was so devastated after that that she wouldn't come up to the yacht for dinner. She stayed downstairs.
Oh, they've got their own yacht.
Yeah, they've got their own yacht and they're with Sundays.
On their own.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, and a camera crew.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
We're just discussing Married at First Sight.
Katie, Heidi, one of the married couples, is with a man called Mick, and Heidi's spilling her guts on their honeymoon, really, yeah?
Yes, on their honeymoon, which is basically their first date.
Right, slash it.
And she's telling him, like, she's had a very, I'm going to say traumatic, I don't know if it's traumatic, but it sounds like it was a traumatic adolescence, where she tells him this, but he's not too bad, but later on he just completely loses interest. It's too much for him.
I had to go live in foster care, but there was no room for me. There was, like, no room. There's no room. I just felt like there was no room for me ever, wherever in the world. Got government housing and then lived by myself.
Lived in government housing?
Yeah, just a one-bedroom government
housing. Yeah, well, you had a good sigh then of...
Oh, heavy sigh, but he was still with her. And then when she continued about how it hadn't made her feel weaker, she actually felt stronger. He really lost interest and he said, it's hot.
Right.
He wanted to go for a swim.
I mean, the water would have looked appealing, I imagine.
Oh, they were at the Whitsundays.
Want to make the most of it. I mean, hopefully.
Sure. I mean, there's plenty of time to hear about your wife's, you know, difficult upbringing.
Yeah, well, and the fact is, though, it's a weird situation because it's a first date slash honeymoon, basically.
Well, so Sash, our producer of the year, and I were talking about this morning because she's going on a date with a man here in Italy tonight.
How much did she tell
Giovanni.
Him? She tell him about...
Well, she said you tend to end up going deep on first dates, even when you wouldn't normally in the world because you've had this preliminary contact.
But do you tell him that you've got a son, Sash, or do you just keep that to yourself?
Yeah, you talk about...
Don't
mention, especially in Italy,
No,
Sash.
You don't have a son in Italy.
He started following me on Instagram.
Oh, he started following her on Instagram. God. Why did you give him your Instagram?
You need to make another account.
Anyway, but this is what we were wondering. What have people told you on the first date?
Yeah, yeah.
That was just like too much.
Too heavy.
Too heavy.
TMI.
13, 10, 60. What did someone tell you on a first date that was just too much?
The Husey and Kate catch up. Back in just a bit. The Husey and Kate catch up.
13, 10, 60. Want to know... When someone told you something on a first date and you went, that's probably a bit much.
Yeah, inspired by Married at First Sight, where one of the women, Heidi, tried to tell her husband that she'd had, she'd been foster care as a young person and he wanted to just go for a swim. And, and apparently he's become the most hated person in Australia today. So,
has he?
Yeah, well, that's what happens. You know, I mean, you.
I know, once again, black and white, although she did say she was only talking for 2 minutes and he lost interest. But he seemed to think she was going over the same emotional ground.
Spend a day in his shoes where he's, you know, at the Whitsundays. He doesn't know when he's going to get back there.
That's right. And also she looks rocking in her bikini. But also who wants to make the most of that?
That's nighttime conversation, what she's talking about. That's not during the day at the beach
daytime
conversation.
Really? Is it an appropriate?
I think so, yeah.
Now, yes. And you know what? Maybe when you've had some intimacy and someone's, you know, doesn't have a glittering body of water waiting for them. Mm. You can share that with them.
Now, the phone's
pillow
gone.
Talk.
Phone's gone nuts on this. Leah, what was the story?
So he invited me out for dinner as a guy that I used to work with, and we sat down, and I said, "Okay, so how's your day?" And he goes, "Yeah, really good. I'm a virgin."
Leah, did you? This is going to sound weird.
Yeah.
Did you tell me this story in a fish and chip shop once?
No.
All right, someone else did.
Yeah, but I feel sorry for that person too.
No, someone else in a fish and chip shop.
Happened to them.
Said to me, "This is what just happened. I was out on a date with a guy from work and he told me he was a virgin." And I said, "You should go on the radio and tell that story." Anyway, and she hasn't, but you have. So maybe it's the same guy.
So, Leah,
really weird.
Where do you go from there?
I said, well, the first thing that came out was that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Right. How old was he? Like, did we find out? How old was he?
He was a couple of years older than me, so at the time he was 24.
Yeah.
I think there's a virgin on maths tonight. Oh, no, it's not on tonight, is
there
it?
Was
when's
some,
it on
there
again?
There was virgin talk. I saw a virgin headline.
Yeah, there's
headline.
Virgin talk on maths.
Yeah, well, so you did. That was it for him? He never got to, he never crossed the threshold, his own, he never got to break that glass ceiling.
You know what
ceiling.
He's asking you, don't you, Leah?
No, we finished the date.
You weren't the one.
We dated for a couple of months.
I said you were the one.
No, maybe not. No, it was
I think
only
you
a couple
were the
months
one.
And then,
Leah, you were the one. You're allowed to be the one.
Poor thing.
You were his.
Oh yeah, you broke his heart.
But you were his first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
At least you won't have to have that conversation at dinner with someone else, and I'm just happy that won't happen again.
But you know what? It worked out for him.
Did you feel like that was a lot of responsibility, Leah? Do you know what I mean, or did it?
Yeah, I don't know. It was just so weird. I'm like,
I think it takes
the
pressure
really
off.
Did you feel insecure about that? Did you just feel the need to just come straight out and say that?
But it took the pressure off you, Leah, because he's got nothing to compare you with. So, you know, so you could do whatever you like and you just go, this is normal.
And also, yes, gifted amateur.
Anyway, we've moved on from what we're talking
about.
Well,
we have.
But we love
Leah. What we're talking about is extraordinary things you've been told on a first date that are maybe too much.
Ebony, what were you told?
Well, I was told, I asked this guy that I was on a date with, I said, why haven't I seen you out before? Because he was from Melbourne.
Right.
Mm. And he came out and said, I just got out of prison.
Oh, right. But Melbourne is a big place. So he probably didn't have to tell you that. He could have said, I've been in another suburb.
No. He was incarcerated.
Yeah, no, we understand.
We understand.
Did he tell you anything else about?
He could have had another excuse. Was Susie's point?
Could have said he'd been.
I've been busy. I've been working night shift.
It's a big town. Yep.
On that night, he had curfew, and we continued the date, and it was about 2:30 in the morning, and I said, "Well, what time is your curfew?" And he said, 10 p.m."
Oh, so he's broken curfew.
I said.
So yes, we just had to give it to that past caller.
Only for language.
She wasn't.
Where do we get to?
We'll jump straight to over.
No,
to
but where did you
Natasha.
Get? Where do we? Do you know how far through the conversation?
Not quite
we got?
Sure. I just know that we got rid of the bad words.
Yeah, they weren't that bad.
Yeah,
anyway. It wasn't that bad. It was a very casual sort of way. I mean, it was a good story. Ebony was telling us.
Yeah, anyway, it's all been fun.
Husey and Kate catch up.
Yeah, driving you home this afternoon. Happy Friday to you all.
It's Friday. It's finally. It's all going on. Hey, Katie, what's on for the weekend in Bologna? Actually, you're in Italy, for people who don't know. What's on?
I think Sarge is here.
Are you driving to Bosnia? I told you to drive to Bosnia.
No, we're going for a drive, though. I think we're going to rent a car and go for a day trip. an overnight trip.
We have a lot. We had a lot of feedback from Bosnians saying Bosnia is beautiful. So you should go to Bosnia.
I love it, but it's too big a drive.
It's 10 hours.
And also, I'd like to go there when it's summery.
Oh, well, I mean, you've got to do something in winter. You've got to go somewhere. I mean, you're there.
We are going somewhere. You know what, mate? You run your own Italian trip. I'm running mine, okay?
Well, you look good in your fur coat.
You can drive to Bosnia when you come here.
Doing a show in the middle of Australian summer with someone in a fur coat is weird.
I know. And did you see Sarge standing next to me before, like Nanook of the North?
Absolutely. You know, Northwest white jacket. You both look great, by the way. Hey,
our little office is cool today.
And I can't wait to hear about Sarge's date. So on Monday, Sarge has got to give us a report on
Giovanni.
Her date with Giovanni. So she hasn't met him yet, has she? Not as physically met him. No.
Are you just going through your Instagram to see what he can see of you?
Oh, he can see, yeah.
What does he see on there? What have you put on there?
Us? Me with Milo.
Can you tell him that you work with some of the best radio presenters in the world? Can you tell him that?
You'll see that on there.
Does it say producer of the year?
Yeah. I don't know about that.
In your bio?
You should. Really should.
There's lots of good photos of you guys.
It should say that, but then how devastating when she has to take that down at the end.
She'll always really be presented. Hey, on the subject of dating, she met him through Tinder.
Correct.
We have got a response, we believe, from Facebook from what we discovered yesterday, which could possibly lead to the putting people in danger if they're on Tinder.
Well, we think so. It seems like there's a massive breach of privacy happening with a link between people who swipe right on people on Tinder and the same people then popping up on the people you may know Facebook page.
Yeah, what have Facebook said? That massive company has responded to us.
So. Official response.
Zuckerberg.
From Zuckerberg next.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Well, we've reached the big man himself, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, because yesterday I brought to the table something my mate had rang me about.
Rodney,
who is on Tinder, won't give his real name because he has a family. But not, he's not, he's...
Why do you keep saying that?
Because it amuses me.
Why do you keep... that's...
And I respect him, he's a good guy.
You're a bad person, you don't respect him.
No, he said his family...
He said
his family listened to this show, so I respect that and I don't want his family...
That's why we couldn't use his brother's name that you tried to give us out yesterday.
That was poor from you, by the way.
That was poor from you to say his brother's name.
I didn't know that was his brother's name. I don't know him as well as you do. Anyway, let's... Well, now we've said too much.
We really have said too much.
So Rodney's on Tinder. He's swiping right because he's a good guy and he appreciates people. And
that's just what happens on Tinder. You don't need to explain every process. He's swiping right. That's what people do on Tinder.
And then,
however.
And then he's finding out. Well, I talked about yesterday what he's finding out. Have a listen to this. Tinder, Bumble, first name. You don't think they know all your details, but apparently if you swipe right on someone, all of a sudden in your Facebook it says people you may know. And my mate...
And they pull all their details, everything.
And my mate is concerned about the breach of privacy for people who don't want
it. Of course, because if I'm a woman, I might just... be happy for you to see my Tinder profile, but not to see everything on my fudge book.
Absolutely. And first, last name, so easier to stalk, basically.
Of course.
We had a number of women
ring us. Don't give people ideas. I don't think so.
A number of women rang us yesterday as an example.
So the only ones that come up as friend suggestions for me on my Facebook are ones that I've actually had a conversation with.
Yeah, but they're coming up as friend suggestions and their full name is in that friend suggestions area.
Yeah, that's right.
So you might just say have three sentences with them. Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Rodney. How are you? Good.
Yes.
Beryl. And then all of a sudden, Rodney's coming up as a friend suggestion. Like, you know, and you mightn't have been happy with Rodney. Well, you would be happy with Rodney. He's a great guy.
All right. So we, in modern parlance, reached out to Facebook.
Yeah, one of the richest companies in the world.
He seems to constantly be on committee trials, Zuckerberg.
Yeah, well.
Justifying how they sell data left, right and centre. And in the broader world, no one seems to care the breaches that are being enacted against us.
Well, their profits have surged. Instagram's really.
Yeah, no one.
They own Instagram and Instagram is doing most of the work.
But how does it make money?
I don't know, but it is making money.
How does it? From where? I don't have ads on my Instagram, no, those ones that pop up.
Must be little ones everywhere. Yeah, you don't even know you're being advertised to. So what have they said about this one, Katie? It's an actual statement from the company.
This is an official statement from Facebook. There's no part of the Tinder integration where Tinder matches would impact Facebook's People You May Know tool. Which, I mean, when you wade through the
techno jargon.
Yep.
That's a flat out denial that it's happening.
That's a denial that it's happening. Mm. But that leads to the question, how is it happening?
It's not
been happening before and now it's happening.
How's it happening? This is, well, we need evidence, more evidence. I'll get on back onto Rodney. And,
okay. All right. I won't.
Get him to be swiping. No, you won't.
No, I know you won't.
You're happily married.
Why did you say we've said too much?
Well, because you're the one who keeps being weird about it.
I'm not. Just you can't say his brother's name for a fake name for someone.
No one knew that was his brother's name except you.
His brother would have known.
His brother might. He didn't, his brother doesn't know who Rodney is.
Yeah, but you said his family listens to the show all
the
time.
Yeah, but no one knew who Rodney was except you.
Catch up.
Well, it's almost time for us to get out of here. But before we do, of course, there's one thing we have to do.
Hughie and Kate's letters to the editor.
Yes, this is the feedback that comes from you guys. If you've got feedback for us, we want to hear it from you right now. You can email us rant@hughieandkate.com.au or get us on social media.
And we don't have to do it. We don't have to do it. Mate. It's not a contractual obligation.
I've got a surprise for you after letters too, a Barb surprise. So you just sit back, take this punishment of this letter, and then I'll sweeten the pot for you.
Why do I have to take punishment of a letter?
Re-Italy.
Oh, God.
So brave. Hope the movies are treating you well. The show sounded great.
Oh, good. Recently, you put a video up of you and what was behind you.
Snow.
Are you enjoying it? Because we are roasting in Australia in general. Roasting.
Magical.
Mm. How low is the temperature getting where you are? How low is it right now? Check your phone. Go on.
Give us about -2 last night. But I'm inside just wearing a T-shirt.
Well, I mean, that's heating for you. I mean, it's not too bad.
The fact you can deliver a solid Hughie burn from Bologna to Melbourne is commendable. Kate, do you listen to anything on this show?
Was he a priest or just a personal friend?
He's a priest.
He was an actual priest.
Do you hear anything that happens on? Do you listen to anything that happens?
I don't know. I've never met anyone who's friends with a priest. Not that
Sean said, and the worst thing was he's a personal friend.
Yeah, I know that, priest. But I thought maybe it was a celebrant. I didn't thought so, like a Catholic priest or a priest of some other religion.
Me in a stitches.
Good.
# keep it up.
Thumbs up. At one of our friends' weddings. I think it was Ronald's wedding, but yeah, we can't remember whose wedding it was. But
what was Ronald's nickname?
That was his nickname, Ronald. His last name's McDonald, so his nickname's Ronald. Beautiful.
From Lindsay Webb.
Ah, I love Lindsay. He's a great comedian himself, actually. That's
lovely.
Lindsay Webb.
Yes, it is.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
Oh, he's based in Queensland.
This is a show that comedians listen to.
Yeah, you can book Lindsay.
To hear what gear's being stolen from.
Hey, before we go out of here, Barb, surprise from Kate Langbrook.
Oh, Hughie, guess what's back on Monday?
Barb, we scamming the scammers? Is Barb back doing the duty?
Is he a scammer? We don't know. But do you want to hear a tiny taste of the very first conversation with Barb's new lover?
Sure, give it to us, yes.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Fred?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Hello, Fred. Or should I call you Frederick?
Another American, is he? The American?
Yes, he's American. Could you tell by his accent?
All right, well, that's starting Monday. But don't forget, catch up on... If you haven't heard of Barb, you've got to catch up on Barb by getting the podcast right now, Scamming the Scammer.
Brilliant podcast. Yeah. One of the best out there. The best podcast right now. apart from the Husey and Kate podcast, which you should get every day. How do you do that as well?
HuseyandKate.com.au. It's as simple as that.
Scamming the Scammers back. Bob's back Monday.
See ya.
Bye all.
You're all caught up with the Husey and Kate catch-up. Want more Husey and Kate? Download the HIT app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at HIT.com.au.